Trump admin conducting government-wide review of Harvard contracts for termination. By Nick Gilbertson on May 27, 2025. The Trump administration is conducting a government-wide review of any and all contracts with Harvard University to terminate or transition them all, according to a letter reviewed by Breitbart News. In a letter on Tuesday, Federal Acquisition Service, FAS, Commissioner Josh Grunbaum revealed the General Services Administration, in coordination with government agencies, will review and terminate contracts with the university. The U.S. General Services Administration, GSA, is assisting all federal agencies in a review for termination or transition of their federal government contracts with Harvard University and affiliates. This review aligns with the administration's directive that all federal contracted services steadfastly uphold and advance agency strategic priorities. As you know, being a counterparty with the federal government comes with a deep responsibility and commitment to abide by all federal laws and ensure the safeguarding of taxpayer money. As fiduciaries to the taxpayer, the government has a duty to ensure that procurement dollars are directed to vendors and contractors who promote and champion principles of non-discrimination and the national interest. Grunbaum states that Harvard continues to engage in race discrimination, including in its admissions process and in other areas of student life. He then underscores Harvard's admission statistics. The statistical evidence of Harvard's racial discrimination in their admissions, as revealed in Students for Fair Admissions v. Harvard, is shocking, to say the least. For applicants in the top academic decile, admissions rates varied significantly by race. In this decile, admissions rates were 56% for African Americans, 31% for Hispanics, 15% for whites, 13% for Asians. The Supreme Court, in its decision on the case, rebuked Harvard's long-standing policy and practice of discriminating on the basis of race. Harvard has shown no indication of reforming their admissions process. To the contrary, Harvard now has to offer a remedial math course, which has been described as middle school math, for incoming freshmen. These are the direct results of employing discriminatory factors, instead of merit, in admission decisions. He also cites anti-Semitic action that recently took place during events at the university before going on to recommend federal agencies nix contracts that do not meet agency standards. "We recommend that your agency terminate for convenience each contract that it determines has failed to meet its standards, and transition to a new vendor those contracts that could be better serviced by an alternative counterparty," he wrote. "Going forward, we also encourage your agency to seek alternative vendors for future services where you had previously considered Harvard," Grunbaum added.